Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, two down, one to go here. The big nooner on the firm of Harris and Marang. That's Danny Marang. I'm Patrick Harris.
Oh, hi.
Happy to have you here today with us on a rivalry week.
Rivalry week.
I almost said it correctly. Oh, because that's how I would go. After us, you'll get Ducks Insider from 1 to 2. Probably recapping some of the game that we've been talking about all day. Should be a good one to check out, I'm sure. We'll get some Lanning post-game press conference. Audio. Also, I think he'll coach. Oh, they don't do coaches show this week. They're done with that. We will talk a little Dan Lanning tomorrow on the show in his post game conferences. Chattanooga State, Paige and you.
Both coaches had a fun press conference.
Yes, they did. They did. We'll talk about Lincoln's tomorrow as well. So you'll get Ducks Insider from 1 to 2, and then the Fan Happy Hour with Dusty Hara from 2 to 3 today, and then you know, baby, it's
he can't
prime
scratch
time.
That itch.
He can't quit it. He can't quit it. And then primetime, 3 to 7, Isaac and Suk take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of live, continuous, local, regional sports talk radio. We're a short week this week. Just today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and we all have Thursday, Friday off, and I hope everybody's got a great turkey weekend plan. Mostly just football is going to be so great. Right? This is basically why we have Thanksgiving now.
For football?
We all hate our families. We just want to watch football, right?
I mean,
it's kind of what we do now.
Well, I mean, a lot of the games, year to year, it's been like, Thanksgiving games usually aren't great. They're usually blowouts.
Yeah, the Friday college slate I was looking at is not super dope, although there's Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I'm in for that.
And then I think Texas plays somebody. A&M. That's the Friday. But we get NFL all Thursday, and I believe the NFL games are sexy. If my memory serves me correct. I think it's Chiefs Cowboys.
Nah.
I think it's Packers Lions. Yes. And then Ravens Bengals. Are the Ravens new or indoctrined Thursday team?
They're going to win the division. I don't. I'm so done with the Ravens. You have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, how many people out there just look over at a team and are like, dude, I am so over you. Would you just go away?
It's funny. I'm looking at the Bengals-Ravens on ESPN, and my brain kind of restarted because, you know, they have the
Cincinnati-Baltimore. Dude, Baltimore's our new Thanksgiving team.
But also, like, the little, like, game preview, they have the highest passer, highest wide receiver, highest running back as far as the yardage totals. And I see Flacco, and I instantly I associated him with the Ravens. And I was like, wait, Flacco's Bengals.
That'll be good TV. Looks like Joe is back. Friday is the Bears at Philly.
That could be fun.
That's a little spicy game.
That could be fun. The rest of the slates, the Sunday slate. Texans-Colts, I'm in for.
Saturday, we got the big game, Ohio State-Michigan.
Vikings-Seahawks, I might be in for, but J.J. McCarthy's not good, so.
Oregon-UDub.
How you feeling about Bills-Steelers, their old case?
Not great.
What Steelers team shows up?
Yeah.
Ooh, 7:30 on Saturday. Notre Dame at Stanford. How about my Stanford Cardinal, huh?
I mean,
putting a whooping on Cal.
I mean,
on my Cal Bears.
I mean, that Stanford game is not going to go well.
Oh, no. No.
That's going to be tough.
Let's dive back into this Oregon USC game for a little bit. Oregon looking ahead as they defeat USC 42-27. A pretty balanced performance from Oregon for the most part. Dante looked pretty clean despite a pick. Looking efficient as always. Hey, SC's got wide receivers. There ain't no doubt about it. They got a quarterback that can play really well. But looking at Oregon going forward, you got the Huskies this weekend, and then you're looking ahead to a college football playoff game. And I don't think there's any reason to take the Huskies lightly, and I don't mean this as a preview kind of situation, as we'll do that in the next coming days. But I think if you're Oregon, you got to feel pretty good about this. Think about all the big games you've been in this year. And I know some of them don't look like big games anymore because they aren't ranked anymore, and Lanning had some great comments on that we'll get to tomorrow. But Penn State, Iowa, Indiana, USC, these are all games that Oregon sometimes had to play very differently, and they showed that they can kind of play whichever way you want. Danny, do you think it's that Oregon is willing to play whatever style you want, or do you think they're just adapting as they go on the fly?
I think Oregon is playing their style. They dabble in being amorphous, so to speak. Wisconsin, they couldn't because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa, they couldn't because of how Iowa plays. USC, they did to an extent. They weren't as dominant on the ground. Yes, they rushed for 180 yards, but they also did it on 40 carries.
Yeah, there's not those big plays you were talking about, like a Noah Whittington 40 yards to the house.
They did the longest run they had was 17 yards, but what they did do is they didn't take the negative plays. Like as much as I was kind of not looking sideways at Oregon for not generating as much of the disruptive plays, USC could not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Oregon, I think, to your point, the patience from Will Stein. They just got 7 yards at a time.
Mm-hmm.
They just kept doing that. And I think if you're talking about like how they're developing or changing, Dante had a good game, a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
But their running game was what they just leaned on. And their defense of bend, don't break, and then forcing the turnovers. That was huge for them because they haven't been a team that's that dynamic defensively as far as the disruption, but they forced the turnovers, which was massive, massive, massive for them.
It was a very patient approach, and I'm curious
on both sides of the ball.
And I'm curious, as we touched on the first hour, the biggest game changer is Malik Benson runs back a punt for a touchdown. Maiava throws a pick. The leaping call on a field goal turns into a touchdown. So there's your swing right there. Yep. There's a turnover, which is a stop, and then two touchdowns, and that's why it's 28-14 at half. I'm curious what Oregon looks like in that game if that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like say
credit to them for making the plays, but like that's what you ask when I've seen some Duck fans like, "Oh, they wiped Oregon." I'm like, "No, the guys they didn't." And shout out to Oregon fans who I was sitting with who were like, "This is a dicey game." Like,
well, cuz I think you know that two touchdown buffer they had going into halftime
Could have been one.
And like we said, I think that game is very different, 28-21. Mm-hmm. And I almost kind of wish if I were a Duck fan and as a casual Duck observer who does this.
You wish it was 28-21?
I do. I wish it was 35-28 going into the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to see that on both sides.
Yes.
See how USC handles that. Because I thought USC played a little tight in the end, a little desperate.
They did.
And that kind of that leads to mistakes, that leads to defenses making stops and guys not being able to do because you're kind of forcing the issue. I wish I could have seen that a little close because Oregon was able to, once they got that 2-touchdown lead, dude, and then it was just like, hold the line.
Yep. Don't make the mistake.
Hold the door. You know, like that's how it was. And credit to Tosh Lapoy, that defense was able to just sit back and say, bend, don't break.
Mm-hmm. Which is what they've done all season, maybe better than anybody in the country.
And Will Stein said, turn around and hand that ball off, baby. Mm-hmm. Run the ball.
Yep.
USC, do you want to know who they are projected to play in a bowl game?
Who you got for me?
This is sexy.
Mm.
The bowl game itself might not sound sexy. It'd be in San Antonio, 9 p.m. Eastern.
It's the Alamo Bowl.
The Alamo Bowl. Okay. SC and BYU.
Good color matchup.
Oh, great color matchup.
The strong Cardinal red, strong and blue. Gold.
What are they're like a blue?
Yeah,
those are like eyes are blue. Blue.
Yeah, those that's that'd be one of those games that I'd almost want to see like a color rush.
Ooh, blue on red.
Blue on red. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're just assuming BYU won't beat Texas Tech in the ACC title game again.
Big 12
title. Or Big 12, sorry, yeah. And then that means Big 12's only getting one according to these projections.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how things shake out tomorrow. like where teams fall.
And that's kind of my question with Oregon. Like, does and I kind of asked you this in the break too, and you were kind of had really no comment, which is side note, a wild thing that I asked you a question and you had nothing to say.
Wasn't sure.
Tomorrow when the college football playoff comes out, maybe we'll touch on this tomorrow, maybe not, but like Oregon bumps up to number 5 in the AP poll, and we've seen a little bit of correction from the college football playoff committee in trying to be online with the AP. But we've also kind of seen, to be honest, the college football playoff committee is not really impressed with Oregon.
No.
They haven't really been, and I don't
know.
Well,
they give them the love, because in the AP, they've got Oregon above Ole Miss and Texas Tech now.
Mm-hmm. And will they do that in the college football playoff? I don't know. And Oregon's a weird case, and it's I think it's really easy to claim that the college football playoff committee isn't watching West Coast football, and that could be it, because this is a true West Coast game. We've seen the college football playoff committee did not give a lot of love to USC either.
No.
Remember, we thought they'd be like one 13. Of the first teams out, yeah. 13, something like that, on the cusp to kind of like cover their ass to make sure that if SC beats Oregon that they can say, well, hey, we thought USC was a good team and that's why we propped them up. And they haven't really done that, but they also haven't given a lot of love to the Ducks. Look, I think that 5 slot is really where you want to be. In the college football playoff,
if you can,
because you're playing the G5 team, which in theory, if you're Oregon, you say, okay, do we take on Tulane, North Texas, South Florida, Memphis, or like whoever it is, and then can we smoke them and sit our guys for a half and take a bye? But don't look now. There's a very good chance that that 4 seed is Georgia, and that's who you're playing next. And would you rather play Indiana, Ohio State, Texas A&M, or Georgia, assuming all things go chalk? I don't think anybody wants to play Indiana. Ohio State is a giant mystery, but I think due to history and stuff, Oregon fans might be okay taking a shot at Ohio State. Georgia scares the ever-living jeebs out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because because guess what, dude? If it's 35-28 going into the fourth quarter and Ducks are ahead, Kirby Smart has how many times this year walked in the fourth quarter and smoked you?
Mm-hmm.
Go ask Lane Kiffin. Go ask Steve Sarkisian. Funny enough that they're both USC guys. But go ask both those guys what fourth quarter looked like against Georgia.
It's hard out here.
So you might love winning a playoff game against a G5 team, but be careful what you wish for. I might rather take another shot at Indiana because at least I know that opponent. At least I've seen what they can do. Do I think Indiana beats them again? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But at least you know who that team is. I don't know if Georgia's a spot. But that led me to this question. I know we're long, Casey. I'm sorry, but we're going to fly. That led me to this question. If you're the college football playoff committee, there's a game on Friday the 19th,
mm-hmm.
and then 3 all day on the 20th. Who do you put in the Friday slot? 5 o'clock kick? Do you want that to be the standalone?
Do you make it the big game or do you make it the taster?
Yeah, if Notre Dame is hosting or if Ole Miss is hosting Notre Dame, you're like, oh God, I want that.
Especially if the Lane stuff is still resolved or unresolved.
Or are you trying to pack in Saturday and you want to put whoever is playing the G5 team? And what if that's Oregon hosting the G5?
Mm-hmm.
I personally, for my own like plans, family plans that day, I need that game to be on Friday. But I'm curious how they would do that. What do you want on that Friday? Do you want to marquee something or do you want to throw away something?
That's the question. I think I kind of want the standalone. I want it to be the banger.
The banger?
I think I want it to be a banger.
If it's Texas Tech hosting Alabama.
Yeah.
And not Oregon, North Texas.
Yeah, the Group of Five game.
You put Oregon, North Texas in the middle window on Saturday and then the SEC game. Whoever's in the SEC is going to be 4:30 on Saturday. They'll be the evening. Okay, so you eliminate that. Big 12. I mean, Pac-12 after dark would be dope on Friday.
You could definitely get weird. You could throw the Big 12 team or the Group of Five game on Friday. I could see that happening.
Oregon hosts Ole Miss? Put that on Friday.
I don't think they would end up in the same bracket either. There.
Hmm. Just a weird thought.
Yep. Be fun, though.
Ducks take on the Huskies this weekend. You can catch all that action right here on the Fan Sports Network like we always do. Joe and Rashad will have you from 6 to 8. Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman, Dusty Harrell take you from 8 to 10:30. Jerry and Jorgie, the boys, will take you 10:30 up to kick at 12:30 right here on the Fan. When we come back, we're circling back here, huh? Johnson Billups, Day in Court today. We'll cover that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come Corn Ballast, over Kate and Retro Uncle Beavers.
Coming up here shortly, we'll slide over back into the NFL. Our guy might be cooked. Might be time to hang it up.
Dude.
Call it a day. In such a sad, sad fashion. You know, the NFL... Boy, when the NFL's done with you, sometimes, and I don't mean like career-wise, I mean like when they call it for you on a season, boy, they call it.
They pivot.
Yep. They get real like, hard
right,
on that.
All right, on to the next.
Yep. And they'll chew you up and spit you out. We'll get to that in about 15 minutes. But it's Chauncey Billups' day in court today. Was not wearing a Clutch Sportswear sweatshirt, probably much to the excitement of Clutch Sportswear. I imagine they don't love that. But he pleaded not guilty in federal court on charges in New York City of money laundering, conspiracy, and wire fraud. Both carry a maximum punishment of 20 years in prison. His co-defendants also charged with running an illegal gambling business and engaging in extortion conspiracy. Chauncey Billups was released on a $5 million bond. He put up his house in Colorado as collateral. And his daughter, who works for the Timberwolves, she co-signed his bonds. He didn't say much, answered yes or no questions to the judge, did not speak afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Where you're looking at this from the Blazers side of things and the progression of this, the judge in the case did not set a trial, but the hope is September of 2026.
Whoa.
This is a federal case. These don't move quick. He is due back in court, was it March 4th, for a status update on the case. And if you're wondering what the case kind of looks like because the evidence isn't presented now, the prosecution, the federal side of this, claims they have over a terabyte of evidence.
That's not good, because a terabyte of evidence, while it could be some video, mm-hmm. are probably a lot of documents of small size. Does hearing that a terabyte of evidence got to scare you a lot more if you're a Billups fan?
It's intended to do that.
Yeah.
So in the indictment, in any indictment, they're not going to tell you everything, because they're not going to give the legal team the preparation to say this is everything. It's just here, there, there. Eventually, they will get access to those things as they head into court, if they do head to court. But these cases, these federal cases, they have an 89% conviction rate.
And that's down over the last few years because before that, they were a higher conviction rate.
But they don't bring these to court without having the goods.
It's like one of the few times they don't waste our tax dollars.
Yep. Because, well, I mean, you're spending so much time on it.
Right.
Either the payoff has to be there or you have to cut bait.
Yeah. And especially when it's not about the high profile NBA players. It's about the mafia situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, you know, these NBA guys, I mean, I'm sure the Federales are, you know, not stoked, but they're probably like, ooh, a little cherry on top that there's, you know, high profile celebrities from a sporting league.
Well, it gives them the paparazzi.
Exactly.
And the eyeballs on it.
But the reality is it's trying to control the black market, and that starts with the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if they're going to bring the mafia into the spotlight to try to take down, they're going to make sure they've crossed all their T's and dotted all their I's. And maybe in this situation they have. Dude, that's got to be such an absolute awful situation to be in. I'm not going back to court till March.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going to start
the trial. It's not even Thanksgiving.
A year out.
So I'm a year into this before anything goes down? Because when did Chance get arrested? Early October?
Yeah. It's after the morning after the first game.
Dude, that's a rough.
So October, what, 23rd, 24th?
So he's just going to go back to Colorado and just sit in his house for a year? Just
chilling for basically a year, yeah.
Dude.
With the court appearance in March.
I'm not going to lie. I've got a giant list in my bathroom of non-extradition countries.
Mm. October 23rd.
23rd, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Emmanuel Clase came back to New York, and I was like, what is wrong with you, dude? You were out of the country.
You didn't want to get tagged and bagged out of the country.
Yeah,
I'm sure
I guess
they don't treat you well.
Boy, I feel for the guy.
So this whole idea of, like, you know, if you're the Blazers, you're a Blazers fan, you want resolution to this, it's not coming.
No, it's not coming.
The only way that happens if there's some sort of plea deal.
Yeah, and the reality is...
Or Chauncey can prove his innocence. Those are your two paths.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this goes to trial.
Yeah, and as this texter points out, if you're guilty, you don't care how long it takes. The longer it takes, the less time you're in prison. But pay it now and pay it later. Like, that's your choice. I personally would rather have a prison start today. If I'm 5 years in prison, I'd rather be, you know, I mean, it's maximum 20. You won't get 20. But if it's 5 years in federal penitentiary, dude, start me tomorrow.
Well, I mean, it's easy to say that, but, you know, you get into that.
Yeah.
Know.
I guess you'd have a year to, like, say goodbye and wrap up some things and tell your wife you love her.
It's tough, man.
Boy. Yeah, the interesting thing will be when the Blazers can, like, pull the trigger and fire him,
The league's going to decide that, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's just too many variables.
And you don't have to worry about money because he's not getting any of that money until this stuff figures out. Or if he's not getting paid at all.
It's not getting put in escrow. He's not getting paid.
Yeah, yeah. And even if he were to get paid, you'd get it back anyway.
We'll say, though, there was a mild change at Moda. Tiago Splitter has moved into that office where the door was closed with Chauncey. I walked into the locker room the other day, and then Tiago was in the office.
Mm.
So they're at least trying to have some sort of normalcy.
I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, if I'm the Blazers, I'm trying to move on ASAP.
The thing is, you can't, though.
Well, I know, but I would like to.
But you try to do things that, you know, where there's not the reminder of the closed door every day.
Exactly. Well, it might be time to move on in the NFL for this team, as Sunday Night Football was not good to you. And we as a show are very, very sad about that. It hurts us because we were big, big fans. And, well, she gone. NFL next, but first, there's Casey with sports. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Also, the YouTube chats. Fighting Joel in there right now about UW Oregon. Never thought I'd ever in my entire life be so pro-Oregon. Usually I'm like you when things happen like that. I just vote for mass chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
the old sweet meteor of death.
Yeah, yeah. You can't tie in college football, but maybe this is the time to try it out.
Mm.
It's sometimes how I look at it. But that's that. We'll slide over to the NFL. You know, shame on me, if I'm being honest with you. Shame on me, because I sat down last night on the couch, ready to rumble, popcorn ready, the whole shebang, as I was ready to watch our Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield. The little engine that could, the most needed person on any team in football, play the Rams.
And he died.
He died.
I should have known this was coming. Everything that you like.
That's not true. I like Dante Moore. He looked real good.
Everything that you like eventually dies.
That is true, dude. My Liverpool team sucks. Mm. I lost Brandon Sprague's Nottingham Forest 3-0.
We'd love to see
at
it.
At home.
We'd love to see
Are
it.
Are you kidding me?
Wonderful.
They might get relegated.
Beautiful.
Yeah, things that I like are never good. It was really sad to see. When Baker went down at the end of the first half after chucking that ball not very far, and you saw him on the ground, dude, I could tell he was hurt, but I could, like, feel him through the television.
You know, what's funny is they're scrolling across the ticker right now. Bucks not ruling out Mayfield for Sunday.
Well,
he's got a sprained shoulder.
Well, it's because it's all you got, dude. Old two gloves should be coaching high school right now.
It's just like, come on, man. What are we doing here?
I felt really bad for him. I could feel him on the turf, kind of knowing his season has slipped away. And that's a tough place to be.
The injuries are just, they were just too much, man. They were just too much.
And boy, did he try his damnedest to overcome those injuries. And what's worse is, like, they're starting to get healthy. I think there's reports that Bucky could be back this coming week.
He's supposed to be back
Godwin's,
for 3 weeks.
Godwin's, you know, getting there. Also, I think part of it is, look, the Rams are just really good. I was really critical on Matt Stafford in the comparison to Sam Darnold's game against the Seahawks last week. Matt Stafford was great.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was fantastic.
He had a bounce back game. He was phenomenal.
That's why you see the MVP leader in old man Matt Stafford. And the defense was good. They gave Baker fits all game.
Stafford's last 8 games, 25 passing touchdowns, 0 picks.
That'll do it.
That'll do, pig.
The Rams, to me, are no question the best team in football. I'm not talking the NFC. I'm talking football. Who's better?
I don't want to say that they are, because their running game leaves
to be desired.
Yeah, but their defense is very good. Stafford is very good. Their wide receivers are very good. I mean, they've got weapons and seemingly 9 tight ends. It's just like they just find a guy over and over and over and over again at tight end. It's like, how the hell does this keep happening? But I look at that team. I'm not going to argue with you. They're 9-2. They've got a great offense. They've got a great defense.
Well, and I think a lot of it, too, is when I look around and think about the best teams in the NFL, okay, let's say the Patriots, okay? Love Drake May. He's a kid. I have no idea. Buffalo Bills. Josh has been okay, but the Bills have a lot of issues on their team. The Seahawks, they got a Rams problem.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Darnold turns the ball over too much.
The Rams are 9-2. The Patriots are 10-2. But here's
I like
here's
the Colts,
difference.
But they've been exposed the last couple weeks. The Eagles, don't get me started. We'll do that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the most complete team. And of all those teams that are competing, nobody, and I will 10 toes down, nobody is playing smarter, more efficient quarterback play than Matt Stafford.
Which is why he's leading the MVP.
And which is why he's bona fide Hall of Famer. He won that Super Bowl, and we were like, yeah, now he's Hall of Famer, hun. It's like, since then, he's been the most impressed. I have been the most impressed of him since winning that Super Bowl than I ever was in his entire career.
Well, the Rams lead the NFL in point differential, plus 127. These are your top point differential teams. Rams at 127, Colts at 112, Seahawks at 107, Patriots at 92, Lions at 83, and weirdly enough, the Chiefs at plus 76. But the thing about this is, you go through these teams, what do they kind of all have in common? Yeah, the quarterback play and offense, but they're all good defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Rams, good defense. Colts, good defense. Seahawks, good defense. Patriots, good defense. Lions, good defense. Chiefs, good defense. Broncos, good defense. Packers, good defense. Texans, good defense.
So if all
those are your top point differential teams.
So if all things are created equal, then you got to find the side piece that's going to elevate you to another level.
And who's the best quarterback of the Rams, Colts, Seahawks, Patriots, Lions, Chiefs, Broncos, Packers? It's Stafford.
It's Stafford, and it's not close. No. It's Jordan Love, I got questions. Here, Bo Nix, I got questions.
Who's
Drake
the next,
May is young. Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones.
The next best quarterback in this list is Mahomes by resume, but...
But that we'll
Jones?
Talk about... We'll get to them tomorrow, too. There's nothing that says to me, ooh, yeah, look out for him.
Jared Goff. That's the thing. Is like
sure, Goff. But fair on Goff.
But after that, it gets really interesting. It's Jones. It's Darnold. It's Bo Nix. It's Jordan Love. It's C.J. Stroud. Like, it is a whole lot of like
that's a craps table like no one's seen. That I mean, I would go Sam Darnold
probably,
but. question mark? Yeah.
If you said Drake May, I'd be like. You can make an argument.
I love Drake May, but we've never seen him in this position. And I don't want to just cast him off because we've never seen it. Because I think there was some guy we never heard of named Tom Brady who went on to win, you know, 7 Super Bowls and did it as a kid, middle and late. So I don't want to like axe off Drake May per se, but I got to see it first. You know, it's like Jayden Daniels. Oh, he could be good. I got to see it first.
Yeah, for sure.
Jared Goff has been like real wishy-washy this year. Jordan Love, don't get me started on my Super Bowl pick on Jordan Love.
Stafford is far and above the best quarterback in the league right now.
And Daniel Jones looks good if that running game is going, but that running game wasn't going.
There's an if.
And they lost. I think it's Stafford and the Rams, and I don't think it's close.
You know what? You've talked
about
it. I think
they get into a shootout with
the Rams.
I think they could. I think the Eagles could give them a run, but not if they do what they do in the second half. No way, shape, or form.
I think the Lions are probably their biggest competition.
I think so, too.
And it's going to come down to Jared Goff's play.
And honestly, if it's not the Lions, it's the Seahawks.
But
think we talked about it all last week. The Seahawks played so bad.
And they had a chance to win.
Sam Darnold had 4 turnovers, and they missed a 61-yard field goal to win. That's also weird division stuff. Those guys know each other.
Yeah.
Mike McDonald was hired in Seattle for Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. And it's coming to fruition. Boy, the West, I love it.
Who knew?
And Arizona sucks.
Yes.
Arizona sucks really bad.
Really bad.
Poor Gannon. Poor Jacoby. Jacoby was always like a likable backup, you know? Boy, dude, he's not Geno level, but he's just getting destroyed.
Yeah, well, it turns out offensive line, helpful.
Helpful in the NFL. All right, we come back. Closing arguments is next. We'll call it a day and send you on your way. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments here brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information.
Mondays always fly by. Turns out you have a million things going on.
They sure do. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll get some more NFL chatter. Who's going to give the knockout blow to KC? I thought it was going to happen, but it didn't. Let's see.
Hoping it did.
I have in these notes, all caps, Eagles suck. So we'll get to that. Plus some coaching news. One coach stays, one coach goes. Is a coordinator going to go? We'll have free consultation tomorrow at 12:15 as well.
We're coach heavy tomorrow.
We are coach heavy tomorrow. some BS questions for Lincoln Riley, some Dan Lanning poking fun
spiciness.
At spiciness. Yeah, say word just means more. He didn't think I was going to get out of today without doing that impression. So a lot of fun stuff to get to tomorrow. I'm really excited.
And we'll talk about J.J. McCarthy not being good.
Yeah, free consultation will be fun, too. We can do a little turkey edition of there free consultation, what you need coming into your weekend, whether it's sports or some ideas you might
side
need.
Side dishes that you may need to clear before bringing to the table. If it has liver in it, no.
How does Patrick watch Thursday night football while being at his father-in-law's house for Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, man, don't.
What do I do there? Tonight's Monday Night Football. Carolina at San Francisco. Now,
you disgustingly want to watch this
I game. Am so stoked, dude. I really do. I am going to sit down, and I'm going to do some Carolina research before the game. And if Carolina wins, they might be my NFL team.
Okay,
go. I mean, not forever. I'm not choosing a team forever. But if they win, they could be my team. Because I would like to know why they are good.
These are two of
the
most,
Rico runs the ball well.
These are two of the most fake teams I've ever seen in my entire life.
Without a doubt.
Who is less fake? That is the game tonight.
Oh, I think I can tell you that before I even watch the game. That's the San Francisco 49ers, just from a talent level.
Sure.
Talent, coaching, they're less fake.
Yeah.
They're less fake. They have injuries. They have just classic San Francisco problems. If they wouldn't have lost to Mahomes in that Super Bowl, dude, this whole thing could be completely different. Jimmy G's got like three Super Bowls, and Shanahan is, you know, the greatest of all time. But nope, it's Patty Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Luck, baby.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm going to sit down. I'm excited to, like, you know, I've checked in on Carolina now that I have Red Zone and stuff like that. I'm able to see a little bit more of the league than I normally do. I'm excited. You know, I know Rico's been really good. For them, and their run game's been awesome. It seems like the coaching staff is not hot fire anymore, and Bryce is not terrible. Yeah,
I still want nothing to do with them.
I know you don't. On the fan text line, some leftovers here to pick up. Weekly check in on the Gunner Stockton meringue meter.
Don't care.
Still don't care.
Perfectly fine college quarterback. I don't want him.
Still nothing. All right.
That's Kirby Smart's Huckleberry. Go for it, dog.
The fan text line. That was Baker letting you know I'm not coming back in the second half blowout. Guys always feel these injuries more in blowout. I agree. When he was down on the ground,
It always hurts more.
And the same person texting, should Kevin O'Connell want to punch Jim Harbaugh in the face for saying JJ was the best QB he's ever had since he had Andrew Luck and Justin Herbert?
Yes.
You should be very, very mad about that. And then last little clean.
Sure. Go ahead, Harbaugh. We'll trade Herbert for McCarthy. There you go.
Yeah, straight up.
He's the best quarterback you've ever had. There you go.
And I want a second pick. Second round pick with Herbert.
No, straight up. Straight up, it's fine.
Well, if McCarthy's that much better, I want Herbert and a second round.
No, straight up.
And then this last person asking, did I miss Danny's thoughts on Chip Kelly getting fired? Look, I don't know how much room there is for us to really chat about it, so it's okay to bring up now.
Yeah. I don't blame Chip. When you give up 10 sacks because your offensive line is the worst in the NFL and Myles Garrett sets up a tent in your backfield, I don't blame Chip.
I also wonder, like, there's been a lot of chatter, and I know you don't think this, and I don't think this because you don't either. There's been a lot of chatter that they need a clean house in Vegas.
I don't think that at all.
They don't have the talent. Yeah, I don't understand that. I think Chip falls because the offense has been so bad and somebody has to be accountable.
And Chip flat out said, look, I know as well as anyone, you have to win.
And I think we were talking about this before the show started. I think Chip's also just such an easily non-likable guy that if you need to pin it on somebody, do that. The concept of, like, let's get Pete out of here. And look, I know I'm a Pete guy. I was a Pete guy when he was at SC. I was a Pete guy when he was – hell, I was a Pete guy when he was at New England because he had Drew Bledsoe after Parcells left. So, and I'm a big Drew Bledsoe guy, obviously. So I've been a Pete guy throughout his entire career. And do I think the game has passed Pete by a little bit? Yeah, I think so. But I don't think Pete's there to win Super Bowls.
He wasn't brought in to bring the Raiders to Super Bowls. He was brought in to establish normalcy.
He's brought him in to bring him back to relevancy.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're just not good. There's none of the S around them.
No.
They're stabilizing. They're just talent. They have a talent deficit. Ashton Jeanty, Brock Bowers, Max Crosby. If you want to throw Jackson Powers-Johnson on there when he's healthy, Colton Miller, fine. Other than that, who are you building with?
Yeah, I don't know what you're building with. I think that becomes really, really challenging.
And that's the task ahead of them, is can they get guys in there? That's when it starts to matter. If they have guys and they're underperforming, then you can talk about coaching, but they don't have dudes.
Well, and how much is Tom's braids going to help that?
We'll see.
You know?
I'm just saying, don't take a quarterback in this draft, please.
Looking around the NFL, some stuff we probably won't get to this week. Let's see. Some overtime games that probably did not need to be in overtime.
Yeah.
What am I looking at here? Boy, Giants really had a chance to beat the Lions. Shout out Jameis Winston. Yep.
Giants fire their defensive coordinator.
Shout out famous Jameis. Mm-hmm. Dude, he caught a touchdown like he was T. Hines mm-hmm. out there, dude. He stiff-armed a dude and walked into the end zone.
He's a big boy.
I love Jameis. Giants lose to the Lions, yeah, 34-27. There it is. There it is. For a while there, I thought the Jets were going to beat the Ravens. That game was ugly.
Yeah, well,
that game was gross until it wasn't.
There was a lot of gross football played in the NFL this weekend.
Would you like to spend 2 minutes on Shedeur Sanders as our only two minutes of the week?
God. Both sides, the people that hate him and the people that love him.
They're both obnoxious.
Please go away.
Yeah. How about he's just a sixth-round quarterback who's, eh.
The people that are sitting there saying,
I saw one throw that I was like, oh, dude, good on Shedeur.
That was one heck of a deep ball.
Sure.
Other than that, good win against the Raiders.
He was 11 of 20, and he had a team. His defense had 10 sacks.
You get the win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I'm a firm believer.
Because Myles Garrett is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He's a backup quarterback. Can we accept
he's
that?
He's a backup
yes, to a backup. Yes, that's
as
totally
a
fine.
Backup quarterback and got the win.
If the Cleveland Browns played the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs, mm-hmm. who would get more television camera looks, T Swizzle or Dion? It was my red zone basically turned over to that because I think it was one of the last games being played, like time wise near the end of the mm-hmm. game, other than Cowboys Eagles. And boy, anytime Shedeur got sacked, he would hand the ball off and the camera would go to Dion. Mm-hmm. Look, I get it. Dion is Dion. What are we doing
here? Taylor Swift, though. She's got a billion person following.
Understood, but boy, they would not stop with the camera on Dion.
Because you get the psychos on both sides. Both sides. The haters and the lovers, man.
I would just like to find somebody. I know he's on the board behind me, and we're not supposed to talk about Shedeur Sanders, but it's new information, new opinions. He's not very good.
He's fine.
He made a couple throws, but that really nice throw, I can't remember who it was.
Most quarterbacks, all quarterbacks in the NFL should be make some throws. That's why you're in the NFL.
A couple of those were wide open, yeah. And a couple of them were like a 20-yard, like a not even a 20, like an 8-yard throw,
mm-hmm.
like an 8-yard throw that a receiver broke some tackles.
He was
so that's a Shedeur
he
thing
was
now.
Entirely fine. The advanced numbers all hate him. The overall production was meh. So it gave enough fuel to the fire for both sides to be like, ah, see?
We'll get on this. It's asked on the YouTube chat. Does anyone take Chip or is he back to college? I think Chip's done. Well, I think the Chip experiment is done.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
maybe something cool.
I think it firmly falls in with whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, not for me. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war. Duck Insider is next. And then Dusty Era on the Fan Happy Hour. We will check you guys tomorrow. Thanks for being a part of our Wivalry Week Monday. For Danny Meringue, that's Casey Smith on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.